technically, he was sued by Barnes over a particularly libelous statement that he made in public, and that was printed, that he wanted to be printed, basically saying that Barnes was in cahoots with, was a boss, a political boss, in cahoots with the Democratic Party to get their particular politicians elected, get certain legislation passed, and that they really ruled the politics of New York State, and Roosevelt accused them of corruption and profiteering, benefiting from those associations, and of taking the basic rights of the people in a democracy to manage their own politics and legislation. So, but on a bigger scale, this was really a battle over who was going to be the leader of the Republican Party in New York State. It was also a battle over their particular reputations. You know, character was at stake here, and the implication and the results were really remarkable for both people. For Teddy Roosevelt, we're talking about someone who was defending his reputation. He was a former governor, former president. And this really went to the crux of his honesty and his character. And certainly the accusations that Teddy Roosevelt made against Barnes went to his character and his reputation. And Barnes also had sort of political stars in his eyes. He was looking at running for office in New York State, and this was a make-or-break situation for him. Went to his honesty and truthfulness, so the stakes were high for both men. Of course, Teddy loved being in the spotlight, and he had been out of it for a while, particularly since the 1912 election, and he probably had some political stars left in his eyes. But for both men, it was really a fight over character and over their reputation and how they were going to go down in history.
Have you read the book? I mean, knowing the history and kind of being connected to it here, how does the book come off to you? Does it capture the drama and the?
Of course, I read the book. I read the pre-sale galley for editing purposes and things and comment, and then I read it again. When the book actually came out, both just to see the version that was in the public realm, and also to refresh my memory in anticipation of the visit of Dan Abrams and David Fisher, the authors. I've known about this trial, of course, for a while. It's been a part of our rich history. We've written about it in our magazine and other articles. I've spoken to Stuart Hancock, who was the son of the local attorney that was hired and worked with Bowers, Roosevelt's attorney. They often engaged a local firm when they were in a geographic area that was not their own. This location was chosen for its, quote, neutrality for this particular trial. So I interviewed Stuart, and he remembers, of course, being a judge and renowned attorney here, remembers speaking to his father about the trial, and he actually wrote an article for us and did a presentation here at OHA on that trial. So I was well aware of the trial, but I didn't really realize, didn't really realize the actual implications of what it meant for both men, and I also didn't realize the national scope of that trial when it was happening. The coverage, I was aware of the local newspaper coverage, but not necessarily aware that it had such national coverage and that it was considered at the time the trial of the century. So to read Dan and David's account of it, it reads like a thriller. I mean, they're great writers. I loved the book on Lincoln. I thought that was a brilliant book, and yeah, I enjoyed it very much. I mean, I saw the trial in a new light. You know, the way that they presented it was much more dramatic and thrilling than what I knew of it from just the research material.
Maybe finally, do you think people nowadays know that there was this connection, this thing that was really iconic, very important? I mean, it's 100 plus years ago, so you can understand why it sort of fades into the fog of history. But do you think many people even knew that, you know, something this kind of politically important that drew a lot of attention back then even happened here?
Yeah, listen, Chris, you know, we are very familiar with the fog of history here. Our history here is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, we're talking about the city that built Broadway as we know it, and you know, that launched so many incredible companies and entrepreneurs and amazing human interest stories from our local history that had national and international implications. I mean, the things that happened here in Syracuse really had an impact on the world around us. And so we are very familiar with the fact that a lot of that history over time has been lost, and that is our job as storytellers and as you know, keepers of the flame, so to speak, to remind people about what went down here and who we are as a community. It's part of our community identity. Our history is something that all of us can share. So there's no question that the vast majority of people, not only around the country but also here in our community, do not know about this trial and about everything that went on. That's the beauty of a book like this that really brings it to life. I mean, it puts you right in the courtroom. And the success of the book, I mean, it was, you know, New York Times bestseller, shows that it resonates with a much larger community in our country, because it was a national spectacle. And certainly Teddy Roosevelt was a much beloved character. And the way that, you know, he sort of took over the courtroom. I mean, you know, Teddy Roosevelt has a reputation of being, you know, this bigger than life personality, and Dave and Dan really brought that to light in the book. And so it's Teddy Roosevelt at his bully pulpit best, and it's a fascinating read.